Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman with another top story from a Bugle past. We've really been on a roll in Britain in recent years when it comes to prime ministers. In December 2019, I was joined by Alice Fraser, Anuvab Pal and Mark Steele as we digested the general election results that saw us lumbered with Boris Johnson for another, at least, bit of a term in office. It's issue 4133, entitled Brelectageddon.
If a man like Boris Johnson stood to be leader of the country, and across the country, he got 35 votes, you'd go, how f***ing depressing. And this steaming, lying, incompetent pile of f***ing fox shit, who somehow, even on, forget the politics, forget the racism, any of that, just on grounds of sheer, utter sociopathic, useless, destructive, incompetent. The man can't even turn up to one of his f***ing interviews on his own election campaign without hiding in a fridge. He's just useless. You can't have him to be prime minister. It makes no more sense than going up to the bloke who stands outside Poundland dancing in a circle in his pink fluorescent swimming trunks, swinging a bag full of fish heads and a scotch egg, and going, mate, do you want to rewire me electrics? It's f***ing mad. And it's clear that so many people go, you're going to get Brexit done. And get Brexit is clearly a religion. There is no There is absolutely no any rational thought you could say. He's not going to get Brexit done. He's only going to get it started. And it doesn't matter what he's going to do anyway, because you're probably going to die from fucking food bank disease or whatever. And or everything is just horrible. He's going to sell everything to Trump. It is clear he is the most appalling human being that's ever lived. He's got 150 kids. He doesn't fucking take any notice of them. And yet, Brexit done. And that's it's clearly a religion. It doesn't matter. Of all the rationality, that doesn't make any sense. And I expect there will be people now, if you point this out, they'll go, ah, but Brexit moves in mysterious ways. And somehow we've got to put up with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, Labour were useless to lose to that. I think, when you're a football team, when you're at a football match and you're supporting your team and a goal from the other side goes in and there's this eerie silence, and then after about 20 seconds, everyone starts going, that goalkeeper's shit, we've got to get rid of him. And I think it was like that. There was about an hour of just people just staring at walls and things and then going, that Corbyn's shit, we've got to get rid of him. We should never have bought him.
Well, you've, I think, firmly laid your political cards on the table there, Mark.
We're now at a point. This is a Tory party now that's too vile for Esseltine, who was one of Thatcher's main ministers, John Major, you see Kenneth Clark come on now, and you think, oh, it's lovely Kenneth Clark. And he comes on, well, I worked under Margaret Thatcher for many years. She was quite evil enough for me, really. But Boris just been a bit ridiculous, really. No need to be that much of a bastard. And you think, oh, lovely Ken, I'll go and watch some jazz with you.
This is a truly historic day for British comedy. Mark Steele essentially saying, bring back Thatcher.
Yes.
Thought we'd never see the day. Also joining us to provide some perspective from around the world, from two countries that, of course, would not dream of electing leaders with a bit of a penchant for expedient social provocation and truth hunting, from India and Australia, Anubhav Pal and Alice Fraser. Hello. Welcome. Anubhav, you flew in yesterday to see all this, not specifically in order to see this at all. You flew in yesterday and this then unfolded.
So what? You're to blame.
Yeah. I am. This had to, be seen in person. I was quite taken by the phrase, let's get Brexit done.
Right.
Because I didn't think that phrase made any sense. But to have a whole nation fall for it, it makes me think everything should be changed to let's get X done. In fact,
right.
I was thinking, if this podcast, instead of its tagline being an audio newspaper of the visual world, was called Let's Get This Podcast Done, do you think the number of listeners would go up?
Yeah,
it's definitely. Sort of a simple messaging, isn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, personally, I've had enough of oversimplistic slogans, and I'd like to launch my own slogan, which is End Oversimplistic Slogans. I'll be chanting that on street corners for the rest of my life.
And then can you go in the question time audience, and whenever someone says, well, I think that the economics of this, just end oversimplistic slogans! Wait.
I'm very happy to be here. I fled my country, which is on fire. Our own Prime Minister, in response to the fact that we are on fire, has decided to push very hard for a bill about religious freedom, presumably so we all know that we are allowed to pray to whatever gods we want as our houses go up in flames. And then to come here and have such certainty from the people, a landslide victory for the Tories, so we can all be really happy that we can all agree on these fundamental principles that wealth means health, might means right, and Brexit means Brexit. This idea that we can get Brexit done, I find reassuring, because it gives me some sort of a fixed point in the up until now very ephemeral ontology of what Brexit actually is, other than amorphous cloud of sort of vaguely associated ideals, mainly to do with getting away from the present and back into the past. I think Boris Johnson is the perfect person to get this done. He's the only one with practice from walking away from his responsibilities to a complex ecosystem, right? He's abandoned so many children, he shouldn't find it hard to walk an entire nation away from its support network. And I'm excited to see what Scotland does next.
Right.
Right?
I mean, that is an interesting angle on this.
Well, because Scotland's very anti, so Brexit isn't really Britain exit, it's England exit, so it should be called exit, or maybe Wales as well, so it should be called Wanksit.
Right.
But...
Well, this is the thing with Brexit. It has revealed certain things about the United Kingdom that a lot of people, certainly in England, didn't know, which was, for example, that it wasn't just England. I think people, we just assumed that when the Empire ended, all the bits fell off. not just the bits a long way away, but just everything. So it's been... I think they might just reactivate Hadrian's Wall. I think that is.
Well, they're going to ask fairly quickly for a referendum on leaving. Boris Johnson is adamant he's not going to give them one. I just wonder. I mean, you can help with this. Is there any sort of examples in history of when a country wants to leave the country that it's part of and doesn't want to be part of it, and the mother country says, no, we're not going to let you leave, even if you... Does that ever cause any problems?
Well, from the last 250 years, I can't think of an example, Mark, where this may have happened between two countries. I wonder...
I mean, that's very cynical, of course. I mean, because we're Britain. We're one of the great nations of the world. We learn from our mistakes. And, you know, at some point, we're going to get it right.
Well, as two British men sitting in a room with two of the reminders of your colonial past, I mean, you don't so much learn from your mistakes as have them come back and hijack your podcast.
I think our food. It's great.
Well, I come from a country where we're choking on the smoke of our own mistakes. I'm genuinely impressed by a man who has the courage to appear as incompetent as he actually is.
Yeah.
It's pleasing honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, Mark, to answer, you know, it's weird how history turns out because, you know, right now, Mahatma Gandhi is still probably somewhere in the British Parliament demanding independence. But last week... Hindus for Boris group released a video where they took a Hindu religious devotional song, replaced Lord Vishnu with Boris Johnson, and superimposed images of just Mr. Johnson just shaking hands with people in turbans.
Chris, can we get a snippet of this? I think the same people did one for Zach Goldsmith a few years ago for the London mayoral election. I think we might even have talked about it on the Bugle.
I mean, what do Hindus think Boris Johnson is a reincarnation of?
Well, I have a couple of...
I don't want to know the answer to this.
A couple of the lines of the lyrics suggest that he is very close to God. And the other thing it says is he'll get everything done.
Everything done.
Yeah. And what they said about Jeremy Corbyn, that some things don't translate correctly in Hindi, is that he has a face on his face.
Right.
So I guess they wanted to say two-faced, but the right phrases did not exist in the Dave Nagri script.
Oh, no, I know exactly what that feels like. When you're jet-lagged and it feels like your face is sort of detached from your face and you're like, is this a smile? I think that's probably how... Corbyn feels at all times, just constantly trying to live up to his own expectations of...
Yes. Does this feel like a version of Modi, then?
Well, you know, Modi's, I think, a couple of steps ahead. In that, I think, to build a totalitarian... Like, they just passed a bill in India that said that India would take in refugees as long as they were not Muslim refugees. So a country that's supposed to be secular, or the country Gandhi fought for, they just passed a bill that says you could come from anywhere. You could be Norwegian, you could be Sikh. If you are from a Muslim country, we can't take you in. And then Modi came out and said, this has nothing to do with religion. We're just surrounded by a bunch of strange countries.
Well, I heard someone just saying that the law was that minorities can't be refused. And then they were sort of using this to say, well, they're coming from Muslim countries where they're not a minority.
Correct.
Right. I mean, that's some kind of bullshit sophistry going on there, isn't it? I mean, are they, you know, then appealing for a huge amount? I mean, what if you are, say, a gay Muslim? Would you then be allowed in?
No, I think his point is that because Bangladesh and Pakistan, from where the refugees come from, who are probably fleeing, you know, certain human rights abuses, are coming into India because they happen to be from Muslim countries. They can't. It's a whole different matter that India is the second largest Muslim country in the world.
Anubhav, I love the delicacy of your phrasing. Certain human rights abuses make it sound like a tea party.
There's going to be a cracking racism against Muslim Olympics with Trump, Modi and Johnson, isn't there?
Well, bring sport into it. I'm on side.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. If you've enjoyed this show, do tell the universe about it through a medium of your choice.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.